got some sirloins from your Sutton. Where your Sutton?
I've got a rock up branch. You have too much money, big bro. Put me on.
I'm trying to. Allow it. I hate when he does this as well. I hate when he does this. You got bread. Leave me be.
Dude, I still spending money from 2016.
Mom's life.
You know about getting paid from last year. Still getting paid off for last year's move.
Money older than
getting me. Getting paid off last year's bricks.
Allow me.
No, I'm not
pressure
on that.
It's like £50,
I think. That's right.
This is what I'm saying. It's like £50. It ain't even crazy.
Yeah,
ain't that ridiculous?
Rocker's a rap.
Well, three mimosas in, Atlas turned into the next girl next to him. Was like, yo, what's up? What are you trying to get into? You know, like.
We're trying to get into after this.
I get escorted at the motive. So I get gently removed from the motive.
Fuck all the long talking it, yeah. What's up?
Girl, I'm in the dance asking her what that mouth do. Now I'm getting thrown out like jazz. Crazy.
Or I managed to pull up, hey, yo. You know the pull up? What was the pull up again?
Oh, is she not talking?
Yo, make sure you cut that out, by the way, because I threw Melo under the bus.
It's not my
yeah,
brand.
Nah, definitely, but we're keeping this in because Melo, he's been crazy recently, but we'll keep.
That nigga been moving crazy since I met him. That's my nigga, though.
Hey, man. We here.
That's my nigga, though.
Running a little bit late.
Yeah, I hope Bossman's gonna give us his time back. It's not.
You know what I mean? I need it on time.
Fergie time, bro.
You know what I mean? We got a little guest with us today. You know what? I might do an intro today.
Yeah, please do.
Go on.
All right, cool. Apes on Tape. We out here. You know what I mean? Follow, subscribe to us on YouTube. Do what you want to do. You know what I mean? We got the horniest in the game right now. Ludo
what,
4.
Horniest in the game right now.
Yeah. Ludo 4 pussies full. Cool. Hey, we got Atlas in the cut, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? The 80s rap, the 90s rap, boom bap rap. Come on, hey, obviously, we got Cheeksy, you know what I mean? Cheeksy, say hello.
Yo, what's up?
Back. Yeah, Cheeksy, back come back from the mountain.
I don't remember the last time this nigga did two episodes back to back.
With chlamydia flare up.
Yo, life's different, right? That's changing.
If you had chlamydia, bro.
Adjust back, bro.
If you got chlamydia,
wait, what? Chlamydia, so you can come last time.
Bro, wait. Nah, he was itching crazy.
You think you'd be immune to it after a while, bro.
What? I got the super antibodies.
And obviously, we got our guest today, O'Melly's.
Come on. What are you saying?
Get closer to the mic.
You can bring the mic closer to you if you
can. Oh, see. Calm. I'm new to this.
Hey, introduce yourself, man.
What can I say?
Who are you? What do you do?
I'm O'Melly, NSG tour manager, Kia Keys tour manager. And yeah, wherever the money is at, that's where I'm at.
Hey, talk to me about tour life, because hey,
oh,
last thing you want to do is bring me on tour, because I'm coming back with chlamydia, if I was a rapper, gonorrhea.
Zero chance I'd ever take Alex on tour.
Hey,
wouldn't be safe.
Hey, if I
come up with like kids, newfound STDs.
Yeah, nah. You see that super gonorrhea? Yeah. I'ma catch that. If I go on tour, I'ma catch that.
Bro, how the fuck do you lot know about all these types of gonorrheas, bro?
I do my research. You got to know what's going on.
Bro, Alex, nah.
You know that like the block is hot? Okay, I can't even go outside today. Like, there's gonorrhea in the air.
They're gonna test Alex, find out STDs that have been since like 68 BC, bro.
But you know what I hate? When niggas act like...
With syphilis.
Remember the back plane.
How you get polio?
But they're gonna have the bumps.
You gonna bring your monkey pox back?
But you see what I hate, yeah, is when niggas act like they ain't ever caught STD or something.
Yeah, let's make it more.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Wait, master. Let's make it more comfortable.
For people to speak about it.
Yeah, like remove the stigma, innit?
I think there's a lot of people who catch STDs. It's not even really their fault.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I've always said, yeah. All right, cool. If you catch an STD, you catch it from someone.
Exactly. That's not your fault.
And do you know what it is? Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time, man.
I've always said I ain't ever caught an STD from an ugly baby. It's always the pretty babes that sting you, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, wrap up.
But I said, do that what you
wait,
will.
Bro, wrap up.
That information
wait,
what you wrap up.
We're talking about you right now.
Nah, but, do you know what, yeah. I told the story about, NSG, the Brixton one.
Yeah.
I came home fresh that night. Bro, I slept walk, and then, that's the story, I slept walked, and then my mum woke me up from the next room.
Yeah.
I pissed myself, bro. I was in the.
Did you come to the after party?
You know everything that comes into your brain doesn't have to come out your mouth. You know.
Bro, no, I already said it. No. You know what? Yeah, the thing is, I went home to like get ready to the after party. Yeah. Bro, you see when the lick is hitting you and you're like in a different space.
Bro, you should have went straight to the after party, man.
Bro, no. You so I can embarrass myself in front of everyone.
Bro, cool. the industry hoes.
Nah, man. Hey, the industry hoes don't even like. I always said the industry hoes. You want the regular hoes. The regular hoes are the best hoes. They ain't the one that.
Explain that. Why? Mm. Why is that?
Because.
Have you doubled?
No. Because regular hoes, they don't give a fuck you are. They just want to fuck.
Okay.
For a point.
You know what I mean? Like,
but the intros don't fuck because you got a name.
No. There's some people, yeah, that will keep you around just in case you're a someone.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're never. Right.
It's like Chelsea, they keep sending the players on the loan.
Yeah. 100%.
No, but there's a lot of people who keep you around just in case. You know what I mean? Oh, that nigga might.
Insurance policy.
Yeah. 100%. Like, let me go say Wagwan and like befriend him. But then I tell people, like, if you see me at a party, I'm there for free drinks. I'm in the corner just sipping.
Well, you know what you're saying? It links into, like, I feel like 7 out of 10 women are a flight risk.
Oh, as in you wouldn't beat?
No, as in they're kind of just dealing with a brer and they're just waiting for a better situation. Like if a better situation presents.
Oh,
women. That's women.
For sure.
Not 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10.
For sure.
Yeah, but I feel like.
But should we blame them for that though? Mm. What's wrong with when I upgrade him?
There's nothing wrong with upgrading, but. Don't stick why around a commit? Nigga. Like, yeah, like.
Okay, not commit, but why would you deal with a nigga if you know that, like, why are you settling?
Like, it's just for
now.
You're settling and you're saying to yourself, I'm gonna settle just for now. Why not just leave
it? But don't more people settle more than we think?
But it doesn't make them necessarily a flight risk. Usually we say they're settling, they settle, and that's them, because that's why you say they're settled. That's where settle comes from. You've settled.
I said this the other day, yeah, like, sometimes women just call whoever they're fucking, like, a real nigga until it goes sour. And they bash him. Oh, he fake. But I thought he was a real nigga.
But niggas be doing that too, though. We've all got brethren who, like, they're dealing with a shorty and then they break up. Oh, she was this, she was that.
If I wife a babe, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, yo, she kind of whorish, but I like her.
You know what I mean?
Either
honest with her or they're honest after.
Do you know what? Yeah, the worst thing I want to do, is bring a girl in front of you guys. And then one of you like, yo, let me chat to you real quick. I need to tell you about her. Like, and now, as
I know already.
Bro, that's the biggest fear.
That's my biggest fear.
I'd rather go up to you like, yo, I know you beat Atlas, but like, yo, I love her now.
She a hoe, but I can't let go.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, listen.
This nigga's crazy. Whoever's watching this, if you see Alex in public, run up on him and snuff him.
Word to Sue Surf, yeah. Like, good hoes get cuffed. I hear it now. I get the logic in it.
Yeah, you need a Chauncey Billups.
It makes sense because.
No, but try to get them from out of town, different conference. If you possibly
from the
league. Yeah, something like that.
You can't get a good girl and expect them to know all the tricks at once.
The thing is, I'll tell you this, like a lot of men, you know, like once you get to our age, you start to become honest with yourself, innit? You're younger and like whatever, you get into something with a woman and then like, you think to yourself, oh, like, how she know all of that?
Yeah.
Like, you just need to come to the reality. Once you get older and you become more comfortable with it, it's like
people be fucking, bro.
Yeah, it's honestly not a big deal.
Yeah, remember when we spoke about this? It was like when you was younger, you kind of deep, yo, the hoes got the greatest personality, bro. The hoes are
not even necessarily the hoes, but just women who just be around niggas because like, they pick up. If they're around niggas who aren't goofy, they pick up. You get me?
Quick question. Do you not care about body counts?
Nah. I never ask.
I don't ask because I don't care. But as long as it's, don't tell me you slept with Chino.
Stop, wait.
I don't want it to be someone I'm cool with.
Honestly,
if it's not someone, as long as it's not someone I'm cool with, don't tell me. Wait, Chino.
Can I ask something?
Don't tell me Alex ate it from the back.
Yeah. Wait,
don't
tell bro. Me
put a shank.
Wait. So you don't care if it's that 30 plus body count?
Wait, you heard it.
30 plus. I will never know. Cause I'll never ask. I will never ask.
Fine. Honestly,
no, bro.
I will never ask.
You know what? Let's break it down. If it's 30 people you don't know, then.
Really, I would rather 30 niggas I don't know than 2 niggas I do.
Right.
I would rather 30 niggas I don't know than any of these niggas.
Hand my heart, hand my heart.
But bro, like, just sitting there thinking, bro, she's been run through by.
Alright, cool.
That's okay, what you don't ask.
Okay, let's do the maths. I'm 25 years old. Yeah. Let's say I do have another shorty who's 25 years old. Let's say for the sake of argument, she lost her virginity when she was 19. That's 7 years. 30 niggas is what? 3 point something niggas a year.
Four bro, you lot stop doing maths, man. It's just like, bro, it's just run true.
No,
bro.
You know what it is? Yeah, right, cool. You're saying it. You know what I'm saying?
I sex with 10 women every day.
All right, cool. I'm gonna be completely honest, yeah. I'd rather a girl with 100 bodies and tell me how you beat it better than me. Like, so that if she had 2 bodies and me and you, I'd rather the one with 100 bodies.
Bro,
100%. No. 100%. Don't tell me how.
100. But then, that's probably more niggas that beat better than you.
But then,
100.
But then, 100%.
Trust me, that's not your favorite.
If I have to dap the guy up who beat my missus, and that's the only other guy, I'm fuming. If I don't know them, I don't care.
But look here. In real life, how are you ever gonna know? Because if you ask her, you're dependent on her to be honest with you.
I can't lie. I'm probably childish then, because bro, after talking to you for a bit, that's what I'm asking.
The shorty you're dealing with has had relations with someone you rub shoulders with.
Okay.
Even if you don't ask her a body count, it's gonna come out.
Oh, for sure. But I'm talking about body count in general. That one, you have a chance.
Remembers after a certain number.
Yeah.
You at least have a chance to find out. The other one, yeah, she could say 3 today or 5 today or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in truth, you would never know the real number.
Do you know what fucked me up?
Don't know the real number.
Don't let her keep you up alive.
Do you know what?
In this life, yeah, sometimes you just gotta hold that.
Broski, because you see,
ignorance is bliss. Like, I'd rather not know.
This is my thing, innit? If I'm dealing with a girl, yeah, bro, they say there's what millions of fishes in the sea.
Sure.
I don't want the girl that I'm dealing with to be the fish that's always getting caught, because there's no value to you. Cause it's like a Rolex. Yeah, if everyone can buy a Rolex, Rolex will not be like, how can I say, yeah, like appreciating, like.
Yeah, I don't.
Women are not. And
you get. They're not objects, but bro. Let me put it like this. I told him this. Men are based on what we can provide.
Yeah.
We're loved like based on what we can provide. The only things that what are loved unconditionally are kids and animals.
Yeah.
If a man is broke or whatever, there's no way he's going to walk on road, try and move to a girl that like he wants. The girl's going to look at him and be like, you know what, I see potential in you.
Wait, I brought niggas, I know he'd be getting mush.
I'm going to stop you there. When I was broke, I'm still broke. But when I was broker,
broke. I see you sitting there in that good silk.
Hey, nigga, this
trust me.
Nigga, this is handmade. But no, when I was broker, I was getting a lot more women because in bed, yeah, you see when you get some pussy, you're giving the wood of your life. When you're broke, yeah, and you ain't got nowhere to stay, that's been times I had nowhere to stay.
Kicked out the crib.
There was one time, yeah, I had nowhere to stay. I got kicked out for like the first time in my crib. I was like, damn, where am I going to stay? Message Shui. I laid out some serious wood. At 6 a.m. in the morning, I never forget, I stole £10 out of her purse.
You didn't have to volunteer.
I went William Hill and I lost all that shit and I went straight home. I was like, damn. But yeah, no, it was, that was.
You're so fucking crazy.
But no,
but
I was
a fucking psycho.
I was going to say something about body counts.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Oh, we're doing a body count conversation. Fuck's sake!
I was gonna say something. I was literally itching.
Fell off. It took us like 40 something episodes, but we finally fell off.
Not in a crazy way. Like everyone knows. Like, all right, cool. If a girl says they got high body count, I don't really care. That with me, like, not me. That was it.
Only took us 3.5 turn into.
No. I'm talking about my body count.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot my body count because you see, when you're in a relationship, yeah, you can't really keep your body count. You have to. You tell your girlfriend you're on 3. You're not allowed to say, tell yourself that you got 7 bodies.
I can't lie, if I was a chick and a man told me, like I say, like at my age, if a man told me, yo, I've got 3 bodies, like, yo, whoa, like.
Yeah.
Trust.
Crazy.
Trust.
You know, the bitches.
Trust.
But you were lame.
But it's like, you're in a relationship, but you're cheating. You can't add those bodies on.
Now, I'll be honest. Yeah. I'll legit be honest. If I was a shorty, yeah, and a man told me, yo, I've only got 3 bodies, I'm saying, yo, you might be a goofy.
Yeah, 100%.
What, no bitches? It's just me.
Low-key, yeah, if a man goes up to a woman and be like, yo, like, I'm a virgin, they're going to be like, yo, you ain't got no experience. No.
They're going to look at him sideways. No, the person they're going to think is, why is no one want to fuck him? What's wrong with him?
Mm. Yeah,
that nigga got herpes.
Niggas talk about some religion, man.
Like, bro,
I know religious niggas still fucking
trust.
Pastors are the horniest niggas in the church.
Bro, bro, pastors are the worst. Even pastors' daughters, pastors' daughters really be fucking. What pastors' daughters? Hey,
how'd you get to like being a tour manager? How did that?
You know that. With the guys, we all went to the same secondary school, played football together, and obviously, I didn't want to bear the thing, but it's like how it came about was a friendship group, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
By the time when the music side, I was more into football,
yeah, yeah.
So I was never like on the music side of things. And when I finished uni and that, I was thinking that every day I'm here with these guys in the studio and that,
do something. Like provide value, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I like about like,
and a hot ton.
You know what I like about like you lot and NSG and like Keys, like you lot keep a circle around you lot, like cool, you be my tour manager. Because you know what it is, yeah? It's a lot of people get like a random tour manager and that nigga ain't even looking out for you. But like, no one look out for you more than your brothers or your
100%.
Friends.
100%.
Like, you know what I mean?
I think it goes both ways. I feel like obviously like, from what I've seen and heard, obviously you guys are like a tight knit group.
Yeah.
Like you've obviously come up together. But what obviously I appreciate about it is that a lot of men will do that thing where it's like, oh, what, like, you man are blown, you're not trying to take me with you. Like, kind of get given these opportunities off the wrong reasons. You get me? Even if they're not equipped for the job or right for the job, you get me?
Yeah, that's
you know what it is.
And they're also giving it off like sympathy.
A lot of situations where a lot of guys be freeloading but providing no value at all.
100%.
You got the opportunity because like you was already like close to them, but you applied yourself.
That
you can do this job.
You have to show with the man them. You have to show the man. Obviously, there's other niggas that were given the opportunity, but I feel, well, before I started, you know, trying to get into the music singing, I feel like they probably didn't hold their weight. So I just spoke to the manager and that, like, bro, like, football didn't work out. I went to uni, like, man's done with uni now. I don't even know what I'm doing with this fucking degree. Then he's like, you know what? Work something out. Then a couple months go by. Then the Brixton show happens. Then he bells me like, yeah, let's get lit. Then from there, boom. Then I think 2-3 weeks later, Keys is ting. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just stunt now.
Do you know what I like about NSG? Yeah, they were like at the forefront of like, it was a time where, I'm going to ask you a question. Like, see, when you was in school, you ever pretend to be Jamaican?
Nah, not me, because I was fucking fresh in school.
I got
shipped to Ghana, so when I came back, I was like, and I was like, one of the smallest in my year group.
Mm.
So I could never put no Jamaican accent or anything.
But you know them ones.
But I say someone like Cruds. Cruds do the Jamaican accent.
Oh, but he didn't try to say that he was Jamaican.
No.
But there was a lot of man that was saying like, I was in school, everyone was Jamaican. And as I was growing up, I was like,
nigga, stop being Jamaican.
I was like,
Kofi Kingston.
Like, you see, my school, that's where it was. We used to do this thing where it's like the bomb squad, which was the Somalians, then the Africans, then the Jamaicans, then the Polish. And we all used to beef each other like, on the second floor.
You niggas is crazy. I ain't beefing a Polish
nigga. Bro, like,
bro, I ain't beefing a Polish. I've got Somalis and some Jamaicans. I ain't beefing a Polish.
Bro, no, I feel like the Somalians are the craziest. Like, when they come, they come with their compasses and like pen and that.
You hit them over the head with a brick and you just stand up.
How many times in drill lyrics that had beef with the Marlies,
trust me, because the Marlies are the craziest.
If you had beef with the Marlies,
you're losing that beef.
No, 100%. Wait. If you had beef with the Marlies and can tell the story, it's kind of like you got some little friend.
Right,
and niggas be lying, say they had beef with the Marlies
but they really not.
Marlies, your Marlies are,
Because, Marlies, bro.
There's so many of them as
you think,
well.
You think a Marlies on his one?
Bro,
gives a little,
bro,
a little whistle. There's about 10 men. Just
fam, if you beef a Marley and he tells you 2 minutes cut,
Go home.
I said, go home. It's a long day for you.
There's also another thing, a lot of like groups or just rappers and just entertainers in general get fucked up because their entourage brings them down.
Yeah.
Adding any value as
well. Yeah, 100%. Really, yeah.
Too many yes men also might think, oh, these guys were living with my bro, so I got to pay for all their stuff. Yeah. But they're not, literally, yeah. they're living free.
Free of yeah.
But they're
exactly.
That's why a lot of NFL players go broke. Like, yeah. Paying for like thousands of people's phone contracts and people you've never met and that.
Yeah.
But they're not adding no value to them.
To see
that, obviously.
Yeah. But I know.
Energy, you guys, a lot of you guys have your roles and you provide values.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
you have to learn from someone to be a tour manager, or was it like?
You know, the thing is, yeah. So before I even go into the tour management thing, I became a music manager.
Okay.
So I had a drill artist, obviously I still have him now, but I had Shay on, who's the NSG manager. He was basically like my mentor as well, wasn't it? Yeah. So it's like, whilst I was working with the drill artist, he was basically showing me like, cool, do this, do that, do that. Then as time went on, I was thinking, you know what, let me try dab into other things and that. Then he just started bringing me around like bear industry guys, like me and like CEOs of labels, all of that. So then I sat home one day, I was thinking, this shit's actually proper, you know? Because I thought to be rich is just like, just work, do this, do that, then money. But it's actually your networking.
Bro, like, most of the time it's like, it's not about like how hard you work, it's about people, you know?
Yeah, you know, and 100%.
And some people don't know is that they're not likable, and that's why they don't really get anywhere. Like, if you can have a conversation with someone, like an honest conversation with someone,
yeah.
You know how far that can take you? Like, to sit down with someone and, okay, say if you met, I don't know, let's call it crazy, met Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. He came up to him. Yo, Jay-Z, I've got this plan, I need to... Bro.
Like, fuck off.
Bro.
Nigga, ask about his day. Like, yeah. You know, if you ask about someone their day or have a general conversation, that's gonna take you further than anything.
That'll go like, further than you trying to, like, pitch
yeah.
it. Like,
yeah, like, 100%. You know what I mean? Like, if you build an actual... Not even like a relationship, just like
repertoire.
Oh yeah, repertoire. Or you make yourself like
rapport.
Nigga,
I didn't want to do it this time. I stayed. Yeah, I wasn't.
Hey, nigga, I'm the blind leading the blind. You know,
there was no reason to make repertoire, us think about it. Mine was
as bad as his one though.
Oh, for sure not.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the thing. But like,
let him land.
But yeah, I'm saying like, not even trying to make her like a relationship. Or if you make yourself like known. Like if you come in,
yeah.
Or even make the nigga laugh, like
trust.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, yo, like,
don't try to be too pushy, like, for, like, trying to like, who's having my long like, conversation. Just keep it short, like
sticking his mind.
Like people always think, all right, cool. I'ma see someone. I need my chance to trust, like, make a meal today.
That's like the niggas that go to rap and start rapping.
Bro, trust, bro, 100%. I was literally about to say that, like, bro. Sometimes just. Take a USB stick, give him, bro, this is my thing. Like, when you have a chance, listen to it and keep it pushing. No, like, I mean, that's it. You don't need to start, bro, can I rap to you? Then he's just there, awkward and I'm bopping his head.
Hey, do you know what the word most awkward? Physical. I swear, you see when, you see when you're in the club.
You
see when you're in the
club.
See when you're in the club. Yeah, I'm guilty of this. I get drunk, yeah. There's time I pull keys over or do over. I rap a little four. That I've been working on.
I can rap it like Remy.
I got the burner with me. And then
no one keys. He's going to join in as well.
But no, it's banter. But I've been working hard on that four, low key. I'm like, yo. They're like, yo, put me on a track.
I saw a video recently of some guy, a really, really well-off guy, wealthy guy. He was like, he's talking about what we were talking about just now. Like, when you meet someone, of high standing, the first thing you should think of after you meet them is how you're going to, like, what you're going to be able to do for them.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing, yeah.
The chances are, if you do something for someone, it's reciprocated.
Yeah, 100%.
The first thing you should always think of, like, what am I going to be able to do, like, for you, innit?
Yeah.
Type of thing. How am I going to be able to add value to this person, innit? And then usually it's reciprocated back. And I started thinking about it for ages as well. I was like, in truth, like that's how human nature is as well. Like, it's like that bond of like...
Scratch my back, I scratch your...
Trust. Yeah, which I'm saying.
Not even a like scratch... Yeah, kind of, but like, you need to...
It should have looked so obvious. Well, oh yeah, I need to...
Yeah, sure. Do this,
like,
yeah.
If you come into someone, and be like, yo, like the first thing you say, like even like, if you got something like that's up and running, fair enough. All right, cool, so up and running. I might just need a little... Other than money, I might need your connects for this.
Yeah.
But then if you say, yo, I've got an idea and I need money, and like, nigga, why would I invest in your dreams?
What does that get me? Type of
thing? I mean, like, this could flop kind of thing. So it's more of that. But
you have to just show the person why you're worth the risk.
But what I want to say, to backtrack, see what, like, NSG there, I think the first track I heard from them might be like 2014, 13, Jeez. Referee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Referee. And that's one underrated track as well. Yeah,
bro, probably top five for me. But I was thinking at that time, it was like where the spin of everyone embracing the African culture, like seriously. Like,
wait, wasn't that still like...
I wonder who that was because of.
Wait, before we get to that. Was Ozonto still running?
Like 2013. Referee came out. I think 2016. Yeah. You know, I think 2016. 2015, 2016.
That's when
it was finally dying out. Yeah, it was 16 or 17. That's when
it came out.
Yeah,
because
like,
first year that used to piss me off.
Because all like Jay Holland. Bro, Jay Holland had a little.
Bro,
he had a uni scene in a chokehold for like 100%.
And even up to today, that Pinga track goes off at every uni motive. Like,
but the thing is, like, the whole thing
of. You know,
like,
when Afrobeat started becoming a thing, where you could dance like, with women.
But that's, I feel like you see when people. Any motive, and it's black Karachi,
and great sweats on.
The Afrobeats thing, that was the UK Afrobeats. Was a scary time because the horizontal thing was very scary. Like, you'd be in a rave, the dance will finish and the Afrobeats come on and the Azonta Warriors come out of nowhere. Like, niggas, like, chill. Like, niggas. Nigga, do you get sweat on me? Like, you know what I mean? But, like, I like the term, I don't know if I can call it, but the whole Afro swing, it had like a smooth melody. Yeah. Like, a nigga come with a nice hook, you know what I mean? Like, a vibe to it. And then
that sing along, you don't know what the words are. Sounds vibey.
That's under my throat, G. What?
Fair enough. but that's what I liked about them. Like that, they were like when the UK were coming along, and niggas stopped pretending to be Jamaican. Like, yo,
but you see,
a lot of Ghanaians were like, yo, I'm from Ghana. I was like, niggas, you was Jamaican.
But you see, with NSG, I feel like they took a lot of like industry risks, as in the Afro trap. Like, even for example, the first proper NSG tune, which was Wine and Koch. Like, man said they took a Jamaican thing, made an Afrobeat thing, and Twitter was just going off.
I remember when, like, they first came out of, as well, like, they had that, you had like that, I don't know if it was a real beef, but music beef for the other group.
CXCV.
See,
that's the CXCV.
I remember that group though.
They're not around no more.
They're not around no more.
100%. Oh, just deep. Like, you let the talent speak for itself.
2013.
I think it's 2013. It was
2014.
2017. How much have you had to drink?
Why? I think Wine and Koch came out 2012, 2013,
I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, that came out 2012, but they didn't really get their full out where they're like
blasted, Europe,
worldwide.
Yeah. I think that came about like 2000. I think Yo Darling is what?
Is that with
Gekko?
Hey, man.
I think that's what. Hey.
No.
Hey, that nigga lied about having cancer.
Let's not go there, man. Please, man.
It's not even the fact that he lied about having cancer.
No.
The fact that he denies ever doing it. That's the funniest thing about the whole situation.
Do you know what? Yeah, all right, cool.
I remember one time on Twitter, a nigga said to him, yo, you lied about having cancer. The nigga said, no, I didn't.
I said, cool.
What can I say to that?
Sometimes, do you know what I respect about a person?
Go on.
When they act like me. And there's been plenty of times where I've told a lie and I know the person knows I'm lying. I'm just like, prove it. You can show me proof and I'll be like, okay, but prove it. You know what I mean? You know the ones where your girl catches you red-handed?
Yeah. That ain't me.
You gonna believe me or your eyes? You know what I mean? But like, he was wilding for that. But I'd rather him just come out and be like,
Leave.
I was having an episode, I was having a bad day. What?
Yeah. Ooh. You know what? Yeah, like, sometimes, I'm on the other hand, like, I come out to say you lied or just go with the lie. Take the lie with the grave. If he comes out in 5 years and say I lied.
But what makes you not think he was lying, though? Hmm? What makes you not think he was lying?
Nigga, I seen the tweets live.
What do you mean?
Lying
about
we saw.
About having like, cancer.
Yeah.
No.
He said he had 12 months to live and he's still here.
Yeah, but. I mean, like, you know, doctors can tell you shit. There's.
Niggas
with like illness that said, oh, you got like 3 years to live and they're now probably like 50 something.
But
he denies ever saying it. That's my problem.
Yeah, he denied it.
He denies ever saying it. A nigga said to him on Twitter verbatim, you lied about having cancer. He responded saying, no, I didn't.
You know when you play with my memory? Like,
I don't, yeah.
Hey, I'm all for women gaslighting me. But when another nigga gaslights me, I'm like, yo, you
Mandela
take
effect.
I really liked his music.
Nah, he's actually cold.
Gecko had one freestyle, one USG freestyle. It's like K-Ko, A-Star.
Yeah.
Fucking
insane. This nigga nothing over the track.
This nigga come, this shit come out when I was in like year 9 or 10. But what did you say?
Bro, this guy, carry on, don't listen to this man, fam.
For me, I thought Gecko's music fell off a cliff when he left USG.
Yeah.
No.
He started doing like music to like make money.
But
no one could ever say Gecko can't rap. Yeah. Gecko could really
rap.
I feel like listen to 630, like with NSG. Like,
do you know what's funny? Anytime NSG jump on a like feature.
Listen, it's not a feature no more. It's an NSG track.
You see when like what. Is it 5 or 6?
6.
So you see when 6 niggas jump on your track as a feature? Yeah. Nigga, just hand over the track.
Hey,
you know when like a hostile, like a normal stick up, like, yo, don't make a scene. Like,
trust.
Trust.
You ever been beat up by 6 niggas? Can you fight back?
You look like a gang initiative. You fight back, nigga. just
hand it over.
Yeah, trust.
I mean, like, yo, like, all right, stop the talking. This is my track now, but like, all right, cool. We'll give it to you.
Also, another question I ask. Obviously, now you guys been friends for so long, but now business is involved. How does the blood align between the keep the friendship, but obviously still keep it a business?
Bro, you see with business, is that I doubt money can ever get in between the man them. Because like, we all come from like the mud.
Yeah,
people
say that, but people from the mud have let money come between them.
Yeah, but you see with us, it's like, we all get our own, like, do you get it? Like, obviously the 6 artists, like, do what they do. Mm-hmm. Then the rest of us behind the scene do what we do. So it's like, we all know our role and we don't let business, like, everyone's taken care of. Okay. Let's just put it like that.
So
money's never like, or business is, it's obviously, there'll be like disagreements in that group chat and that, but it will never be about our business and all of that.
Because niggas is just niggas, isn't it?
All right, cool.
If you ain't ever had a little disagreement
where everything's all friendly, you ain't really friends. Like.
Yeah.
Obviously, like,
you're holding your tongue,
like,
bare.
Yeah, like we've had disagreement over my tweets, and I'm just like in a corner, like, yo, nigga, fuck off, like, I get off my back. You know what I mean? Like, but like, cause every, like, you gotta think about it, you're never in this life gonna get 4 or 5 people who think the same.
Yeah,
you're always gonna be some different, always gonna be at different wavelengths, but it's different when you're at different wavelengths, like, you're always gonna be kind of in sync. But then
I can't really, I rate energy for more because there's 6 niggas and there's
6
yeah.
I always said
personalities
100%. Exactly, everyone has their own unique style, and that's what I like about them. Like,
hey, imagine trying to get 6 niggas to get to the studio to finish their verse.
You know the thing is,
four of us in the same studio here is hard, bro.
And niggas, we all jobless.
Yeah. Hey, you're like, I'm not jobless. Remember?
Nah, you know the thing is, it's like. Niggas will get to the studio. They'll get to the studio, but will be like, let's say, probably the people that will be on time will be cruds.
Yeah.
Like, OGD, he's always at the studio, so.
I think he's got a bed in the studio.
Trust.
That guy. If I was a rapper, that's what I would be like.
Always in the studio.
But I see with OGD,
sometimes I just want to, like, take that guy's brain out his head and just look at it like, he's not normal.
I was in the party once and I was looking at him. I was like, yo, let me pick your brains real quick. You know, it's not at the right time. But I was like, yo, his hooks, I always
say,
hooks, he's got number one.
Yeah. Fam, yeah, no one in the UK is fucking with him.
Like, someone said, Western, is it Haley?
Kylie.
But I said maybe. No, bro.
And trust me.
And I think I give NSG props for, because let's be real, like Western, the people will say, oh, only Haley's live. But NSG, they're all live.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. Like, everyone, like, in each different song, someone's gone crazy.
Yeah, there's like, someone will spin someone, but like,
yeah.
They're all.
But that's the thing. I can't lie. If I was in a group of, like, 5, 6, yeah, and someone spins me, I'm like, yo, we're doing this verse again. No.
You know, delete the
I was about to say that.
I'll be like, oh, yo, this track's live, but I can go harder. So I'm going to the studio tomorrow. Like, yeah. I gotta go harder. Like,
right, you better go home.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I'm corrupt.
I'm gonna chill and lay some heat off. I might make some beats. I'm going hard
also
on that.
I think also the 6 people in the group and whatnot. No. But obviously, I know like creatives. Sometimes they may not be in the zone to like record. Is there ever been an issue where another issue or a situation where, cool, like 4 guys they got the verse ready, but 2 or whatever. I can't think of it right now. Anything like that.
Alright, can I answer this question?
Yeah.
I'm not like with them, but like, alright, cool. Listen to the Daily Duppy, yeah? Mm. It's so wavy. It's the waviest thing ever. Mm. Like, I messaged Keys. I was like, yo, like, why did MJ only have 4 verses? Then he was like, yeah, he couldn't finish it up. Bro, listen, I'm not going to say what he said because I will get cancelled for it, like, for saying his message.
No, say it. Say it.
All right, so he said, like, Christians think that Jesus is the only way. Muslims think that Allah's the only way. Sex, the only way. Spins that, yeah. But the way it comes on, it's just like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but like, that's what I like about them. Like, they could run a random hook and you're thinking, and plus, I ain't never seen a Daily Duppy with a hook. So, yeah. Like, usually it's just bars and I was.
Yeah. Well, that's the essence of Daily Duppy, and it's supposed to be just bars. But then, it's always good when someone does something different with it.
But then, like, yeah. Even with like NSG song, you always think you listen to it and you hear, I hear like a random line. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh shit, like it's kind of funny. Like they kind of like got like not bars, but humor. Mm-hmm. But you have to just like listen to it. So I was like, yeah. I always
got personality with it. Like,
I rather
quirky, like
yeah.
But all right, cool. Can we get like off music now? No. For the real reason why I wanted to record.
Go on.
What? Nigga, man, I needed to get some hate off on the white man.
Let's talk about it.
Man.
What happened now?
Hey, what happened now? You don't know what has happened, but do you know what it was?
Drinking Mandy.
I put out a tweet. The reason why I quit my job, because my manager found out about the podcast.
Oh, really?
Hey, nigga, you found out about the podcast.
What did you say?
Was in the meeting and he was like, I see you're quite big on TikTok. And I was like, nigga, like
I was thinking
we got 10K. I was going on like, but he was like, yeah, I heard you talking with your friends. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, on your thing.
And I was on your thing.
And I was like, on my what? And I wanted him to say it.
Yeah.
Niggas, I dare you call us apes and tape. Like, all right, but a lot of people will be like, all right, why you call it apes and tape? But I was like, hey, man, like, if a white guy calls us apes and tape, I'm in a bad mood. I'm snuffing the fuck out of him. I mean, even white, Asian, if you call me apes and tape on a bad day, I'm snuffing you. Like, I'm like, yo, that nigga called me an ape. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's my show. Like, if it's our show, like, you know what I mean? I don't care. If he calls you an ape, I don't care, like. That's an alibi.
Yeah.
But yeah, so said that, and then I was like, oh man, this is getting long. But what I deeped is, yeah, the racism I've been dealing with at work, yeah, it was too much.
Yeah.
I've told you a lot, but I'm gonna tell everyone. I don't think I told you like the first day of my job.
Wait, yeah. What was you working on?
We won't get into it. I don't like to tell people like what I do, course, man. Yeah. But all right, cool. Like, not first day, my first week, yeah. My first week of my job, yeah. I jumped out. Like, you see, when you're in a new surrounding, like, you're like trying to suss everything out, yeah. Hey, a nigga came up to me, a white guy. Like, yo, I just took a shit that looks like you.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
So I you ever been like racially abused? You get so shocked, like in a space like it wasn't meant to be racially abused.
I'm racist.
Like, bro. Like, not saying that like, you're meant to be racially abused somewhere, but like I hopped out the van on my first week. Everyone that like, came up to me and was like, "Oh, nice to meet you." Like, kind of, he just spun it. It was like, "Yo, I just took a shit, just to look like you," and I was like, "Damn!" Like, and then someone grabbed me for a conversation, so I couldn't even process what was going on. And I was like, "Fuck!" Like. What? Like in my head, I was thinking, but I was like, let me get into the conversation. And I was chatting to one guy at work. And he was like, yeah, just banner. And in my head, I was like, yo, this is like my first real job. Like, trying to, like, let me not lose this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then like, a month later, one guy came up to me. He was like, he was listening to Stormzy. And he was like, yeah, you probably know fucking Stormzy. You know them sly yeah. ones. So I was like,
that's under the cover of that one.
And I was like, nah, like, I don't know Stormzy. And he was like, fucking hell. He's like, don't mean to. He was like,
to cut you off. Because I had something similar happen to me, yeah. We were at work, innit? And we were looking at our Spotify raps, like back in December. And you know the page where it shows you like who the artist you listen to the most?
Mm.
I'm doing it with like my brethren at work, me and this girl are looking at us. And then one of my colleagues that's like, looking over my shoulder, he's like, what you got there? Dig a D.
Bro, that's wrong, innit? But back to
you. You get that boom back.
First of all, suck my dick. Second of all, I never had no boom back.
But now, yeah, so back to my one, yeah. So he said that, then the nigga double backed, and he was like, don't mean to be racist, but.
Oh, of course you said that.
Hey, when you hear a white man in the work say, don't mean to be racist, I was like,
anywhere.
No. I was like, please stop. I was like, please. Like, for the love of me, stop what you're saying right now. Like, I don't want this to go any further than it is. Like, I know white people are racist. Like, that's my stance with white people. Like,
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, there's some white people I could love, like, take in. Like, you know what I mean? I trust you. But he was like, don't mean to be racist, but look me deep in the eyes. He was like, Stormzy's decent, isn't he?
Why would that?
No.
Like, the thing is, what you said wasn't even racist. Now I have to question your intentions behind that.
So now he said,
he's a decent rapper.
So now you fully just said, I don't mean to be racist, but like Stormzy's a good rapper. And I was like, nigga, like.
Why would that be racist?
Yeah.
Trust.
So now,
thinking, yeah, I can't be racist. I like your music.
You see, with white people, yeah, they're taking racism to a whole new level now. They're mind fucking you. They're like, is he being racist?
They got so creative. When I told you niggas, when I heard a nigga called Draymond Green a knuckle dragger,
wait,
you niggas is crazy for laughing. But I said, these niggas is really getting creative. That's crazy.
Yeah, microaggressions. Microaggressions, you've been thinking, am I bugging out? Or did I really have
that? That's the thing,
The thing is, I feel like we all went through so many microaggressions before a certain age until we realized what they actually were.
Yeah.
Shit that we went through as like kids, we didn't really notice until we got older and was like, that was some fucked up shit.
But all right, cool. So let me tell you my like thing, yeah. So for time at work, I'd always get like little signs and I always take it as jokes. But then I was like, in my head, I was like, yo, I'm not really cool with you. If one of my white friends said something kind of borderline, like jokey racist there, I'd laugh, honestly, because it's like you built that relationship and I know we're just like I have dark humor.
Yeah, so.
Like you're just feeding into it. Like I know what it is. But when it's like people you don't know and it's like, all right, cool, whatever. So then when someone said this, yeah, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. So I was there, I was at work. My guy was like, so what are you wearing tomorrow? I was like, my ripped jeans. He was like, you're not gonna wear a suit? And I was like, nah, I don't own a suit. Like, I was lying, obviously. He was like, fucking hell, surprise, considering all your court cases.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. But no, my court cases.
Bro, how the fuck does it have court cases?
But then I was like, all right, cool. But it was another thing happened. My boss called me for a meeting, so I couldn't even process it. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then my boss is talking to me. I'm processing what's going on. I swear to you, if a white guy tried to run jokes on me like that, in the outside of work, I'm snuffing him.
Yeah.
Only reason why I'm not snuffing him is because I need a pay. I need the paycheck.
Everyone needs a paycheck.
You know what I mean? And then the final straw. Yeah, I was at work, and we was all taking pictures, whatever. I was taking a picture like this. Someone's like, "Yo, do that gang sign again." I said, I looked around.
Master the peace sign. Master, do that.
I said,
yeah, I put the peace gang.
I said, what do you mean? He said, throw up that gang sign again. That was cool.
Oh, man.
I said,
what white people do is a peace sign. Black oh, man. So
I looked at my two fingers. And I was like,
nah.
I was like, what, this?
Did I do it differently?
Nigga took a photo and he was like, yeah. I was like,
say,
yeah,
gang.
I think if I was there, I'd have been fired at first. But I think I'd have been fired at first. You know
what fucked me up was the first day when the guy was like, yo, it's just like that. And it was obviously like a black guy. And it was like, all right, cool. Like, let me, and more time, I've got the mentality of, let me get my paycheck and cut. Mm-hmm. I ain't really trying to get into, I don't really, like, I was never the type to do like, work drinks or the extra stuff. Like, yo, let me, as soon as my shift's over,
I'm
probably gone 3 hours before that. Like, you can't even tell me, I'm not even there to be offered to work drinks. Yeah. But like, I was like, yeah, nah, man. Like, nigga, I'd rather be a full-time tweeter than some guy that's taking racial abuse. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm out, man.
Were you there for years though?
Huh? Yeah, I was like, nigga, man, I Twitter paying my bills right now, man.
Do you know what is with these things? We said earlier, yeah, that we're like, a lot of these things we get used to them after a while because we encounter them so much, yeah. Wherever we live, yeah, like London, we're so, also by the way, like London, yeah, as a whole, yeah, it doesn't represent everywhere else. Like, we're kind of like blinded by how much of a melting pot London is.
Yeah. We're not representative of what it looks like in the UK. We're lucky enough to live in this cosmopolitan, isn't it? But in reality, it's not accurate. If you leave the country, like my brother lives in Sheffield, for instance. When I go to Sheffield, it's like, bro, like,
it's not the same. Yeah. It's not the same.
Different.
Like, but the UK as a whole looks more like that than it does like this.
For sure.
You get me?
Like, where we live, yeah, I grew up around like a lot of black people, Asian people, like. There's a lot of white people here, but like it's not so much like overpowers, you know what I'm saying, like school and stuff. Mm. So I was thinking everyone just got along, like we all good as whatever. I left and went to sixth form in Kent. Yeah.
It's a long day. Long fucking day, mate.
I'm thinking that, yeah, it was going to be the same thing. I shit you not, the first day, yeah, I'm walking down the hill to go into town with like all of my like brethren or whatever. Or people that we just met the first day trying to get to know each other. A car goes by, monkey noises straight away. Oh, my mum's like,
wanking noises.
Monkey noises. Man's out the window. Man's making monkey noises out the window while he's driving by. And
you're the cat calling, monkey calling.
I'm so stunned because this is my first day here. I've been in this school I've been in this fucking like area not more than 3 hours.
Bro. You want me to get a good education, but what price?
That's the thing. Like,
you go learn today for real.
Yeah. That was the first day I realized, you know what? Right, yeah. It's not the same.
Same as
even with me, yeah, like, I think most of my family, like my siblings, they grew up in Tottenham. I was the only one that grew up in like a predominantly like white area. And I was like, yo, the shit I was taking, I didn't even clock it. Like, I went to a football team, it was all white people. And like, even the little stuff, like, yeah. Hey, they had a nigga like me on the wing. Like, bro, I was big. Like, not even like big. Like, I was just like chunky. And I was like, yeah, fuck it, wing. And I was like,
they think you're just like, faster
than that. You ain't even seen me play. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
have you never had that before?
Bro, no. Like, yeah, I've had that before. Even, so I was playing for 1-7 Pro Team in Southend. And after a long night, like, walking back to the station, well, like halfway from the stadium and halfway from the station, this is my first time experiencing this thing where white people will chase you and all of that. So it was me and my other brethren, like we're walking, like some thing pulls up, like two white guys and a woman in there, and the guy hops out of a bottle. So to me, I'm thinking, bro, like what is going on here? Yeah. So I've now taken on my football boots, like holding both of them. And I'm trying to swing. My man's trying to hit me with a bottle. my brethren started screaming my name, saying, bro, he's trying to run you over. I'm seeing one thing coming full speed. Was running for like 5 minutes to run back into the stadium. Then they put us at the back of one van and drove us all the way to some other side of like South End to get on the train to go back home. So that racist thing, after I experienced that, I just don't fuck with white people. I think the only white people I like is Kia Keys. He's the only white person.
The only one.
Bro, I can't lie, bro.
I need to ask you a question. I need to ask you two questions. All right, what's your white woman body count?
Zero.
You ain't never slept with
bro. I don't. Me, if you're not from West Africa,
that's the first guess.
Zero. If you're not from, you see,
I believe it's rats.
If you're not brown skin, I'm not going to light skin, Asian. Nah, I'm straight.
So you fuck with a light skin,
bro? None of that. If you're not straight, my skin color,
melanin.
That's all it is.
Where the melanin?
That's all it is.
Think my
this
era,
PR looking crazy.
Yeah, my era, like my part of East, like proper East End. So obviously, we black people moved in after so a lot. White,
West Ham.
Yeah, we're West Ham fans, and it might really.
Yeah, West Ham fans, but they're crazy as well.
So we grew up like having to fight, like
they're on tops, like,
on tops, bro. Like, so,
nah, man.
I had it from the start, so I didn't have to like. Some people they find out late. No, I had it from the start, bro. Yeah. I had it from the start.
I had to. Do you know what I mean? Like, nigga, I had to get some flipping like some ice cream, some milk, some vanilla flavor. my thing is, yeah, like obviously, like, people see me like. They get confused, like I make tweets like fall in love with white women. I would never cross that line. Mm. Like fall in love. Like my thing is, yeah. The only reason why I would say I would never fall in love with a white woman is it's the whole.
Wait, ain't one of your exes white?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But I had a team that white people don't even like bath every day, like.
But let me get to the thing. Like, say if I have like a kid with a white woman, like, cool, whatever.
Jaden, ADHD.
But all right, cool. You have a kid with a white woman, yeah, and then, like, all right, cool. My family would be very accepting, but I don't know what your family is like. Yeah. I don't know what your cousins are.
It's
like. And it's like the whole trying to integrate the whole like. Two cultures together. I don't know your auntie that my kid may be left around is mad, like ignorant, like racist. It's like
100 things in it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or
even say ignorant things,
calling them such and such.
And I don't want my I don't want my kid to be that white person's learning curve and be like, you know what? Yeah, like. I got a black nephew, so now I don't want my kid to be the learning curve.
Into black people.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, black people, black right. Like, so that's why I was that's why I'm always like, yo, if I fuck a white babe, I'm using the condom, because if I come out with a baby, hey man, I'll be.
Bro, I feel like if I'm fucking a white girl, she has to be the longest white girl on this earth.
Oh, well, your standards for having my sky high, like.
100%.
Good man.
I don't think I can ever touch a white girl.
What's your question? Give me like a. I want to ask you this, innit? Because you're the first guest to come on here to be so like.
Against white women.
It's not even like.
Who's like an attractive white celebrity? That has to be.
But that's the thing, I don't even look at these white celebrities.
Nah.
So you don't even have an idea of what could be?
Nope.
Right, okay.
I swear that, like, you see with me is like, bro, with me is just straight like West Africans. Mm. I'm now starting to.
Nigga said West. Like, yeah, nigga said, like, I ain't fucking with you, East.
Bro, I can't lie. I've been seeing some good like East women and that. Even Somalian girls, yeah. You don't need to wake up to Somalian girls.
Somalian girls
are
there.
Fam. So. You wake up tomorrow, yeah, and a man in like a hat just drops a briefcase on you, and there's 100 million in there, innit?
Bro.
Who's the first woman you're messaging?
First woman I'm messaging.
It could be anyone, like anybody. It could be anybody.
I can't say who I would because she's Alex's friend.
Anyway.
Oh.
What? Drop a briefcase on me.
Wait.
100 million. You got 100 mil. Who's the first woman you're saying, yo, I want to fly you out to Dubai and we're going to have a good time.
It doesn't have to be anyone that like you know personally. It could be anybody.
Anything.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I got someone there still. I got someone that, yeah.
You saying you got someone in your head, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it someone that you personally know that you can't say the name?
Yeah, 100%. The reason why I say that, because, bro, the reason why I say that, because, bro, is like, obviously, me, I don't keep money in my account. Mm. So it's like, bro, I can call this girl right now and be like, right, I need 2 bags. Like, I'm going to come drop it to you, like, tomorrow or something. Mm. No questions asked, because the girl's there, innit? Mm. So it's only right that if she holds it down, I hold her down.
Mm-hmm. So, is she a woman that you can see yourself being with?
In the long run.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but you see women a bit too emotional sometimes, so we're trying to work on the emotion.
You gotta be careful because you dropped 100k on her and then you piss her off and now you're going to 100k.
Yeah. She's sitting there like she's 30 went. We were talking about this the other day, yeah. Like, women be mad emotional about, like, sometimes, yeah.
Impulsive, now she's going to buy herself a Birkin with your money.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
What? It was your apology, I accepted your apology.
Sometimes you say women are mad, like, emotional, yeah, but we don't understand, like, the situations we put them in, yeah, like.
Wait.
You as well.
You piss me off because you just decide off rip randomly to be level-headed out of nowhere. Why?
The thing is,
I'm a feminist.
I've moved one of the crayons in his brain.
Do you know what it is? Yeah? Like, sometimes, yeah, you see, like us men, yeah, like I'm here for it, like where I say, I don't want anything serious, and that's like my. Do what you want with that information, but I don't want anything serious. Yeah. But you see, bro, when you start spending...
I'm going to spend money on you. Yeah. I'm going to kiss your forehead. I'm going to nut inside. But you don't want nothing serious. That's my nigga, man.
No, but that's the ambience.
But that's the thing.
You're reading from Ludo's hymn sheet.
Continue. Yeah, but no, but that the thing... Crazy, but the thing is, yeah, like, I've deeped it. Like, I'm a relationship guy without the relationship.
Yeah. So, situationship.
Nigga wants a boneless relationship, man.
No. I don't want to say...
Wait, what is a relationship without a relationship?
No. I like the stuff where... It's a situationship,
bro. He can act as if... He can act basically however he wants and then come home.
Yeah.
Come home to your wife. Feeling guilty.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I like...
Hold it up till he touch his porridge. Yeah.
That's all nice. Yo, man. He's living in Wonderland.
Wait, he's cheating.
Wait. If a nigga touches my porridge, yeah... Just tell me. Mm. Like, if someone fucks a girl that I'm seeing, just tell me. Mm. I'm on that wave. Okay. Like, yo, just tell me. And now I know to whether use a condom or not. Like, safety. Yeah. But it's more of like, all right, cool. Like, I don't want a relationship. Do what you want with the information. But I like the whole, like...
Being together.
Like, holding hands, yeah. That kind of thing. Like,
yeah, you a lover boy.
Yeah, right, like, right, I'm a lover boy.
What's that word? I thought, what do we be using now? Love bomb.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
I don't think he's a love bomb. Love bomb is crazy. Yo. Like, where, like, I would never be off the rip, like, yo, I love you so much. Like, I need you to. Yeah. Like, I'm more of a just like a good kind of vibe, like, where I wish you was my boyfriend.
But the lines are blurred.
Yeah. But I like
you did everything that's relationship, but you're not
calling it relationship. I call that the ambiance, though, man.
But the one reason why I don't like a relationship, yeah, is because, like, you see that the fine line of a woman not being your girlfriend, yeah. So it would be like you'd be doing some shit, and she'll be like, ah, whatever. As soon as she's your girlfriend, that's not a way to treat your girlfriend. And you're like, yo, wait.
100. They're fine with everything until that girlfriend title was there, fam.
Now, once you get that girlfriend title, it's like.
The terms and conditions have changed.
Oh, trust me.
I'm no longer cool with that.
Like, people will say.
I don't need to be around Alex anymore. Like,
yeah. Trust.
You know what I mean? She'll start putting out demands because she's your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. And you'd be like, yo.
And like, you're tweaking, be like, you have a point, though.
But the craziest thing, yeah, women will swindle you into a 360 contract to be like, so, like. You're basically my man. Yeah. So what's the difference between being my boyfriend? Like, what's the difference?
And you'd be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, some man will be like, yeah, all right,
like
cool.
Like the idiots will sign the 360.
I can't lie. I feel like I've been forced into that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was at uni, though, there was one thing that was that after a month, I tried to move to her, but she wasn't trying to hear it. Then she doubled back. I think her friends knew me then. So she added my snap and that. So me and her been talking for a while. Took her out once, didn't even get a kiss. I said, say less. Then one time she must have came to my crib and we done what we done. Then like, but I've ordered food now. The food has come, we're eating and that. Then the girl's like, rah, I hope you tell your other girlfriends like, it's me and you now.
Nah.
And the way I crumbled, bro, I crumbled. Oh, I swear to God, I crumbled and I found myself with that girl the whole year.
Oh my God.
They're folded like
come on, my guy.
Bro, when I moved out my uni crib, when I moved out my uni crib and the summer came and I'm back home, I just blocked her.
Look at
her.
You know like it is called? Sheryl Compton. When she's like, it's easy to sign the throwaway.
Yeah. Bro, fam, I crumble because it's like,
you know what smooth has got the gun in the guy.
Nah.
Your women are smart. They get
the bro, that's crazy, trust.
She went home that night like thing. She pulled off the biggest hat.
She went home with a new boyfriend. Bro. A full stomach. Bro. I can't lie.
Penis. Nah, everything.
Bro, I crumbled, man.
But yeah,
you gave up everything.
Yeah. What, bro? I didn't touch no one else after that.
You're a good guy. You're actually a good guy, bro.
Let me ask a question because I know Chino in this like working for the white man life. Like he whoring himself out. Yeah. Have you ever slept with someone at work? Yeah.
What? Me or who?
You.
I met my ex-girlfriend at work.
Huh?
I met my ex-girlfriend at work.
You slept someone at work? You ever slept someone at work?
No, I don't have pleasure in business.
Mm.
But even like in my old workplace, I slept with someone from there. I know Chino has.
Even used bartender, not over there.
Wait, can I ask you lot? What was your lot's
I never went over the line.
Wait, what was can your lot's first jobs?
Brett Cross Hollister.
Chino?
My first job, Olympics steward.
What was your first job?
Teaching at school.
Nigga, if I go to school and I see my kid get being taught by you, I'm gonna be so fuming.
If I go to pick up my school, my child from school and I see Alex, I'm setting the school on fire.
He's done.
Alright, Lido. What was your first job?
Legal.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it.
Okay,
we used to break the law.
We
get it.
I'm looking at my first job. Well, proper job. I can't remember.
You don't want to hear about my first job, legal or not?
Not really.
Oh. All right, cool. We're going to go. Anyway, now that you said it, yeah, I remember I came out of school, yeah, and I was looking for a job. So I was handing out. You see when you was applying for anything?
Yeah.
So some bread came back to me. He was like, yo, you passed the interview stage. I said, what interview? He was like, yo.
Wait, is this the Russian guy?
Yeah. he was like, yo, send your passport, your national insurance, your address, everything.
He cloned you.
I said, nigga, cool. And then he was I was like, sent it off. And then like a week later, I was like, what am I doing for this job, by the way? He was like, you're just going to be distributing money from here and there, from account managing. I was like, all right, cool. Hey, when that nigga sent a few racks into my account, and he was like, yo, go to Western Union and send something and keep 500 for yourself. Yeah, I was like,
yo.
I said, I'll make 5 bills today. Okay.
How many times did you do that?
So I've done it twice. So then the second time, he sent like, I don't remember, but it was like near enough 10 racks. Yeah. It was enough where the bank blocked it.
Yeah.
So I went into the bank and I was like, yo, I need to take out 9.5 racks, keep 500 for myself, whatever.
What did they say when they said you take out 9.5?
They said, nah. And then I was like, cool. I was like, why? They was like, nah, it's blocked. So they were like, come back tomorrow. I was like, cool. And then this Russian nigga was like, yo, where's the money? Like, it didn't transfer kind of thing. I said, yo, the bank said, come back tomorrow. And he said, they said, what? I went to the bank, me thinking this is a legitimate business he's running. I was like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'll just do it tomorrow. Yeah. Know what I mean? Like,
your goose is cooked.
Yo, cool off, brother. then next day comes. And the bank calls me like, yo, you need to come in to talk. I'm like, cool.
Talk about what?
And so then I came in, I couldn't answer the questions. And this Russian brother's called me now. He's like, yo, the money, kind of thing. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it kind of held up. I was like, I just remember like hanging up.
That man there dealing with it, you see my scene Limitless.
Yeah,
yo,
hey, that nigga was calling
me. Limitless. I need a 10 racks. Where's the money, beloved?
He was calling me every day, and I was like, shit. And then that's when I call my mum. I'm like, yo, mum, like, I fucked up. Like, you know when shit's going wrong with your
Uncle Baron? You might be bare down.
Why?
What do you mean, why? How did you think this was legit?
Wait, how old was you?
Like 16.
Oh. You never heard of
Ace Hardcore? Nah, nigga, you dumb.
Bro, no. Do you know what, yeah?
What's the union?
No.
If you at least heard about that before.
No, I heard about Ace.
Basically, what it was, the Russian guy didn't want to be seen, like, it's like me not wanting to give money to Luda.
No, wait.
But me and Luda put
it's not that.
Conspiracy with the police.
It's not that. I've done ACs on my card before.
No, I know it's not that.
But it's
the middleman because
he But it's the fact that he's messaged me. The job was on flipping, like, Indeed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, yo, Indeed's like a legitimate thing.
So it was like, Indeed, bro.
But you didn't think he was a bit bookie. The guy said you passed the interview stage.
Trust me, I never had
anything. Bro, you're bet, like, you're 16, you want a job. I come off Indeed. Like, I'm thinking, Indeed is like...
Alex, you never had an interview.
Nigga, I thought, I was like, all right, my CV's that good. None of the ones where you think...
What CV? You have no
experience. Bro, you have no experience. In
what job?
What job your account then, as an intermediary? Then, what job have you ever had that does that?
Nigga, I've never had a job.
That man said, this is sucker number one. Listen, Petrov.
Wait. Who's the sucker, though?
You,
nigga.
I came off a week's work with £500. With no case on me, because I snitched. Oh, I didn't tell you. The bank was like, yo, like the feds are going to get involved. Or tell us, like, where's the money? Bro, my mum was like, print off all the papers. I was like, okay, I want to stay in this house. Bro, nigga, I can't give a fuck about no rush. All right, if it was like...
Did you ever meet him?
No. But the thing is, yeah... say if I got roped into it, yeah? Like, I wanted to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I'd never snitch. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I thought it was a legitimate business, yeah, I got swindled.
Yeah.
Like, because the nigga's trying to finesse me, trying to take whatever, I'ma do dirty by you back.
Yeah.
That's how it. But like, say if I came up to you like, yo, I need to do an AC. Mm. Like, can you help me out? Yeah. I'll never, like, that snitch is crazy where you know you got yourself into it. But with me, I was like, yo, print off all the paperwork. I went into that interview room, yeah. I knew it was serious when they took me to the back room of the bank. Yeah.
Oh boy.
And they, see when they do that thing with the blindfold where like the-
Yeah.
I said, I was going to give this to you like in 2 minutes, but I'm going to give it to you right now. So that brown envelope. Yeah. I said, everything's there, bro. I said, everything.
You print everything off?
Everything. You think I'm not going to get a mortgage in 10 years because of some dumb shit, some Russian guy?
10 years.
That I will never.
But 10 years plus, you ain't going
to. I do what's mad. Niggas staying loyal for. Imagine me staying loyal to a nigga I've never met.
Yeah, crazy.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
If I stayed loyal and said, no, I'm not snitching. In 10 years time, I was like, yo, man, like, I can't get a phone contract.
Mm. Yeah.
And I told you the story. Would you not call me a dumb nigga for not snitching?
100%.
Of course you should have snitched.
What, 100%?
Of course you should have told.
There's
you
a...
Yeah, you should have told.
But now it gets to like real life where people be like holding down for niggas who don't give a fuck about them. Like, yeah.
There was a situation where, obviously, say a gang, 30 niggas in the gang, but 3 guys are going to ride. Those 2 guys don't even like each other like that.
Yeah.
Facts.
They catch your body, like,
well, the thing is,
I don't even like that guy. Which is the same area.
If you go on a glide or something, it's like you're all there, you all went. It's different. You got tricked
to
doing something. Now, if it was a thing where the bear came up to you and said, yo, let's run this AC, mm-hmm. and like you knew for what you were going into, you knew the ramifications of what you were getting into, and you did it, and you man got bagged, if you snitched then it's fugazi, innit, because you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, of course.
You get me?
This reminds me, I had a call center job once, and my lineman job, trying to send me OT, I was like, I just came back from there.
There's a lot of niggas in Newham, reeling up today because of decisions they made at 16. A lot of niggas, bruv.
Lots of
niggas.
Yeah,
but
anything
else
swindled
by
that AC shit.
You know what? Well, I can't lie, with that AC shit, I feel like there's a couple of niggas in Newham that are rich.
Oh, yeah. If they're up.
And I'm not talking about them being like the people that are shooting or the main. These are middle guys grabbing squares and like.
Because they're the best liars, blood.
And the most snakiest niggas.
The whole thing's scummy, bro.
I saw a broadcast on BBM from AC. I was like, I talked to my niggas, what's a square?
Yeah.
Where's my
table?
I'm not kidding. I turned to my nigga. My nigga was sitting left of me. I go, my nigga, what's a square? Like, laughing at me.
Could you say, like, what's a square? 10 bags. I'll find a square right now.
Do you know what? Do you know, I was listening to Just completely moving the conversation, but I was listening to 90s Baby podcast, yeah. Nigga was talking about heartbreak at work, yeah. Bro, immediately I was thinking about time, yeah. Have you not ever received a phone call, oh, like, we need to talk, we need to
while
talk,
at work.
Text at work?
No.
You niggas so lucky.
No, I've had to deal with it at work, but I didn't receive the text at work.
I had a, like, when I was with my ex, she did something crazy, innit? Did something crazy, like the night before, innit? We were at each other, whatever. Like, I went to sleep fuming. I woke up the next morning, I went to work. I was in a foul, foul mood. And when I tell you I was in a foul mood, I was this close. Like, you know, because of my line of work, innit? Sometimes you can argue with people and stuff, innit? Like customers and that.
Mm.
And I said to myself, on the way to work, so today might be the day I get fired.
You're gonna punch him on.
Because there was a certain person who always came in, innit?
Yeah.
And I said, if I see my man today and he tries me, I'm gonna snuff him.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I'm not even gonna hesitate. I'm gonna snuff him if I see him today. He never came in that day, innit?
Lucky.
That's about as close as I've ever gotten with to me, like that. But I never at work where it's been. I've been at work and gotten a call.
Alright, cool. Wait, let me tell you about my time.
Go on.
I got a we need to talk text, yeah. And the conversation legit.
No,
we
don't.
No. Like, what we need to talk about? Us. I said, I'm finished. I'm finished. You see, I was like,
start of the bro, shift.
You know, I work from 9 to 5.
Yeah, and you know my shift.
Start your shift,
bro. Like, it was like.
Let me enjoy lunch.
It was like 3 hours in.
You
like,
know what it is? It's fucked because. If you just started, you're like, oh, like, why are you doing this?
Bro, trust.
Yeah, like, you just started
fucking up the whole day.
You've got like an hour, 2 hours left, my nigga. That's about to be the longest 2 hours of your life. All
right, cool. Let me tell you what happened, yeah. So she was like, we need to talk. I was like, what about? She said, us. I said, damn. I was like, what's the subject? And she was like, nah, we just need to talk. I was like,
being better vague and shit.
I was like, what did I say? I was like, are you breaking up with me? But not breaking up as in like,
mm-hmm.
like are you ending things with me?
Mm.
She was like, nah. I was like, okay. I was like, are you pregnant? She was like, nah, worse.
But you know with wait, that, yeah.
No,
like,
wait,
when they leave it there.
No, because she said, nah, worse. I said, nigga, what's worse than a baby right now when I'm like, I don't know how old, like 21, 22. Yeah. Niggas, bro, it's a mini earthquake happening now. Like, bro, you should like hold the chairs. Like,
so what's worse?
I said, what's worse? She's like, it's better if I call you. I said, you can't call me right now. She said, I'm gonna call you.
I'm sure that shit had you thinking,
yo,
deep.
Yo.
This bitch ain't called me for another 4 or 5
That's abuse. No, that's
bro,
abuse.
That's abuse. Bro, abuse, you're man. Sitting there thinking, what the fuck am I getting wrong right now? Trust me. What the fuck?
So I can't lie.
If a girl done that, I'm belling off her phone once I'm coming off work. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey. It's got to the point where I'm telling my work, like, if you know my line of work, I can't really take breaks.
I'd have been thrown out everywhere.
Like, my line of work is like, once you're working, you need to be working by like, you need to get it done. I said, yo, niggas, like, yo, like, we can't take this right now. Like, I was showing everyone a text, like, yo, she said this worse than a baby. I don't know what's worse than a baby right now. So I get a hold of her. She's like, yeah. Think you need to get tested.
I said,
bitch, for what?
Don't say it.
You should have said, I better be pregnant.
Then, hey, you see them ones where your heart's racing?
Yeah.
Nigga, I swear, if the first letter of the word comes out of your mouth is H, I'm gonna pull up. And she said, I was like, what, you wanna say? You see the, I thought it was the, nigga, and then, she was like, yo, it's chlamydia. Oh. I said, nigga, I called up 4 times, like, why are you ready? I said, why are you putting me all through this?
Bro, but you're nasty though, you caught chlamydia 4 times.
No, 4 times, I think I'll burn like, 2 times.
Someone there got a bingo card.
Bro, but you see.
Did she give it to you or you gave it to her?
Nah, she definitely gave it to me.
Let me tell you something.
She slammed you out then?
Yeah, like, I got slammed out. Hey, but
let me tell you a lot something. Let me tell you a lot something.
So I was like 20 years old, right? And I'm talking to this girl. Someone that I've known before, but I don't like, I've been with for a while and it, whatever, right? And this is, I'm trying to get back or whatever. Never trying to get back, but we had like issues in it. And like trying to reconnect or whatever. And I was trying to prove a point to her one day, because she's moving like she don't need me no more or whatever. I was like, do you know what? All right, cool, innit? I went into work here. I was talking to my colleague. I was explaining the situation. I was like, do you know what? I'm not gonna text her or nothing, innit? Eventually she's gonna miss me and then call me or whatever.
Don't ever do that, by the way.
That day, the day went nothing. Week went nothing. Yeah.
She dashboard. Nothing. In the spaceship.
Listen, I go on my snap.
Yeah. See the light.
I go on my snap. Open that thing. No, she FaceTimed me, sir. She FaceTimed me one day. And in the back of her, because she's standing up with it, in the back of her room, I see slides that I know are not her.
You saw the Gucci flip-flops.
You know what she did? You know that niggas, yeah, when they rob niggas chain? Hey, come get a chain.
You know what, yeah?
I see slides I know for sure are not hers. Yeah, and, it's like I know it's nigga slides for sure. It's yeah. You see the all black with the nice one. The nice one, that one.
Size 14. The laying the meat. You see the nice slides one.
Size 14. Yeah. That nigga in the bathroom.
Yo, that nigga got big feet too. It was crazy. Yo, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm now in the twilight zone. I'm in between worlds.
I would have been delirious.
Bro.
Nigga, like, you would have been in the upside down.
I'm in between worlds.
I would have put on the mind flare, like, I would take me.
No, why she violent at that,
bro? She didn't have to call you. She
just took you like a selfie and
Shot.
Bro, you see them ones, yeah, bro. I've been in situations like that, but the girl's not my girl, but bro.
It's still gonna
me knowing that, bro, I could not sleep the whole night. I could not sleep the whole night.
It's funny that you said that.
I'm going to sleep. I'm going to the gym. I'm getting chased by.
Bro, it's funny that you said that, because I didn't sleep that night and I had work the next day. So I go into work here and I'm off the high and I'm tired, but at the same time, bro, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know how to feel. My body's shaking.
Bro.
You let women put you in his way.
Bro, hey, nah.
Yo, it's during sale period. So yeah. I'm doing a full 8-hour shift that day. Ugh. Yeah. I'm at work folding jeans. Yo, I get the pile up and I just throw them.
Did you say you're folding Jesus?
No, bro. I'm folding jeans. So I get the pile up here. I'm folding up the pile. At some point, I just
hey, nah, girls can be evil, you know.
They're school shooters, yeah. They just crack one. I can't take it anymore.
No, I
done that and I left. I didn't tell anyone I was getting. I left and went.
Let me get bullied for years.
I took an early break. I didn't tell my managers. I just needed to be outside for a little bit.
I needed fresh
air. I needed to get myself together.
Your head so rattled,
bro.
You're outside, but you need fresh air,
yo.
Fam, I feel like that's the worst type of pain when a girl does some fuck shit and you don't sleep the whole night.
Let me talk about Christmas Eve. I'm working a night shift now, yeah? This girl calls me. She's like, yeah, we need to talk. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, man. Like, what do you want to talk about? And like, literally, that was my first response. She snapped
up.
She was like, is that your response? I'm like, bitch, we ain't talked in like 2-3 weeks. She was like, fuck it. I'll do it by myself and like hang out.
Wait, what?
Do it by myself. What the fuck?
I was like, trying to call.
Do it by yourself.
You see when it goes voicemail, yeah?
What do you mean, do what?
I called her back again.
Because I would be a bullshit or raise the kid by myself.
So then, obviously, she's talking about I did not speak to her for about like 3-4 weeks. It's still racing on my mind. Then I just bumped into her one day, yeah? Looked at her belly. But yeah, the way she said, fuck it, I'll
break.
A baby. She was like, I'll do this by myself. I was like, damn, like, I was never gonna be around for that kid, but like,
you held it off for 3 weeks. There bro. Is no nah, way.
My niggas gotta be careful.
Nah, there is no way.
I would have been at a crib like, yo, what's going on?
Hand on my heart, there's no way I could let that go for 3 weeks. There's no way.
I'm gonna get a confirmation. Like, what are you doing?
It's a fact.
Bro,
that's in 3 weeks. Thinking like me, I'd be emaciated. No, I'll fuck it out. You see me, I'll be like, Luda, I'll be skinny. bro, I'll be 3 weeks.
You're like 50 Cent in that movie, the nobody's what?
Bro, no, I have not seen that movie. If you said, here's 100 grand, what's the name of that movie? I couldn't take that money, I'm sorry.
I got some questions to ask you lot, yeah. Mm. It's from facts I was pulling out about the whole office life kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I was reading some random facts because I was curious one day.
Mm.
All right, a nigga was horny at work one day. I was like, what if I bust a wank right now?
But that's
HR.
But then I couldn't be the only one. So I was like, all right, cool. How many people do you think has had a wank at work?
Oh, 7 out of 10.
Percentage.
So
between 70% and 75%.
45.
I get 45 is a good number. I think maybe about 30 to 45, something like that.
If it's a white environment, 100%.
I say 100%.
100%. White people.
You don't trust that, bro. My mum report said it was 39%.
Really?
Yeah, but.
Niggas are mad, you know. I work in your
bro. 39% of the population. Off. You know what that is?
No. It's like 1,000 people that they met.
Oh,
but then they'll try. But one of my boys was like, he was like, yo, I had a wank at work and I didn't have, he said he just wanked, like no imagination, no phone. He said he just done it. I said, nigga.
Love of the game.
I said, nigga, stop talking to me.
Work.
I said, trust me, you have to question people like that.
For the love of the, yeah, for the love of the game.
I've left.
No, Michael Jordan had a love of the game clause in his contract. He could play basketball wherever he wants.
Yeah. But what goes through your head, there? Like, you're sitting at work, you're typing in that. Then it's like, fuck it, let me go wank.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Obviously not that far, but in terms of just getting horny, nigga, you just be chilling.
And
the wind blows the wrong way. And
nah, I have to go on my phone, see sign.
Yeah.
Like,
the wind blows the wrong way, I'll change direction too quick. You know?
Ooh. All right, cool, my next question. How many people do you think have had sex at work? Like,
percentage.
Sex.
I'm gonna go low
and I'll
be low. No.
Low.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say
wank for yourself. Sex, you gotta get, you know, someone else, you know.
Yeah.
So 27%.
55%.
I'll say 23.
53. No chance, Gene.
29.
They said 54%.
The reason I said 50, the way I said over 50 is cause wanking is seen as degeneracy, but fucking at work is a lot of people's fantasy, you know. It's a lot of
people's 100%.
Fantasy.
And like being at the was it Fly High Club?
And people are horny.
Wait.
They're telling us all horny. Those are small as hell, bro.
You see when a woman says like, I found my work husband, she fucking him. Don't think it's just banter. Like, she dead serious fucking him.
That shit crazy because your smile is mad wide over there. That shit nuts.
We got him.
I know people, that's nuts. Yeah, I know people.
But that's the thing, but if you ask a lot of people where they met their other half.
Oh yeah, I met them at work.
And now
you met at work, you say you get them.
You had to sample.
A nigga was word on.
But you know that
nigga's cheeks in the cubicle.
Did that take into account people having sex with people from work but not at work? Or did it take into that into account?
Oh no, it was kind of
on the premises.
Yeah. But the last one is how many people have slept with their boss for extra sick days or annual leave?
I think annual leave. High, I think people will sleep with their boss or people to get money, a raise. I hear about that. Mm. You hear that's quite common, isn't it? I'm gonna say 65.
I was about to say that, but I was like
65%.
45. Sure.
I'll say 40.
They said, it was only 28%.
Wow. Oh.
But I'm saying,
they're grind.
To be fair, they don't know the worth of sex. I hear you asking for, if I'm fucking my boss, well, I'm not asking for extra sick days. I'm asking for a raise.
Wait. Promotion, something.
Hey, imagine, you're fucking your boss and you're not quick. And then now you're set. Wait.
I'm having this on the team.
They don't work
under pressure.
Now you think.
No team player. Now you only get his.
Like, all right, let me double back and eat a pussy.
If I'm in
there for doubling back. I'm therefore, don't judge me on my first round. We go again.
Don't judge me on my first round, but you can judge me on my second.
Yeah.
If my second round's whack, yeah, alright, cool.
Then yeah.
If I manage to get in that room, yeah, I'ma call Atlas first about yo, bro. I need a pep talk. I'ma need you to loan me some. I'm in the need right now. I'm in need right now, big bro.
Loan you something.
I loan you something. But alright, cool. I think that I was way gone past.
Yeah, we were way past it, but we took over the studio, bro.
It's awesome. Very much flog us, but I seen
a nigga talking to one that Coco babe in here.
Sitting in this chair.
In this chair.
Coco sitting right there.
Nigga, get it. Alright, honestly.
Oh, wait, was it through here?
Anything crazy. Yeah. But okay. Someone quote tweeted him as I thought it was apes on tape.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, peace and love, nigga, but we don't sell gossip.
No, yeah. Yes.
Nigga said, yeah.
Gay jokes, hey,
it's not for the bag. I'm selling gossip.
You don't sell gossip.
Gay jokes, you got us, Dave Dash. Yeah. But you don't sell gossip. Nah, all of that still.
Yeah. I said, I ain't letting. Nah, I shouldn't say it.
If you want to get like India on the show, then by all means.
If you want to.
You're not invited.
I'm not.
For what?
You're a deviant. But,
wait. Someone pointed out, why do you always have a cushion over your meat?
Huh?
Why do you have a cushion?
Yeah,
because where else am I meant to put it?
Behind.
Everyone
else has it behind them. On
it's not so comfortable for me.
Nigga hiding is raging meat.
No, but literally, people I've noticed that like every single episode you put the cushion.
People say it.
If you notice, I put it behind my back before, but it wasn't comfortable, so I put it on my lap.
Someone called you Lukaku. Like, I didn't know Lukaku was on the pod. So, you get called Biscuit. I don't even know what.
Yeah, I get called Biscuit.
I've been getting Biscuit since 2015, bruv.
Lukaku's an actually decent man, like Biscuit.
Biscuit, I see it.
Biscuit touching his mum's cheek.
There are some people, right? When I was working at a bar in Birmingham. They found me, and I don't know these people. They saw me and they said, "Yo, you're like a little Biscuit, innit?" Random people, never seen my life.
Before we start, I'm
in my uniform.
Hey, before we sign off, I was walking through Central, and someone stopped me. He was like, "Yo, you're that nigga on Twitter," and I said, "Nah." He was like, "Yeah," and he was like. I agree with the shit you're saying, but don't tell anyone. And I was like, love, bro.
Wait, hold on. What exactly do you do on Twitter? Just tweet bare shit.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't even know what I do on Twitter. I just like, I tweet my thoughts and I just leave it and then I come back.
That's the problem.
And I come back and I've said something.
He has no filter, so.
Do you know what? It'll be, if you catch me on the wrong day, it'll be like, I've said something wrong, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what's the problem? Like, one day someone might find it funny, and then someone will be like, yo, that weren't funny. And I'm like, over half an hour. But, all right, cool. It's the end of the show.
What episode is this?
I don't even know anymore. I'm so drunk. I've been drinking since 12.
Like I said at the beginning of the episode.
This guy's alcoholic,
if you see Alex in public, run upon him and snuff him.
What do you mean you've been drinking since 12? It's a work day.
No.
All
right, cool. But, drop your socials.
Oh, what is it? My Insta, omelly_NSG, same as Snap. I don't really use Twitter, but it's the same as well.
You know what it is? You know what I mean? Thanks
You've
for
been
listening.
In there, going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, use the hashtag AOTPod. Subscribe, like.
All of that.
AOTPod.
Over and out.
Subscribe. Shout out to you if you made it this far in this conversation, man.
Trust.
Just niggering.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening, bro.
Dead ass.
Dead ass.